Okay.
Yes.
Yes, das jeden Tag das Atschk.
Ravens does not swim in the water.
And
still we have the raven knows that we have a story behind it.
Oh, how are you?
He heard about it.
Heard
about where a place where they threw fat at each other.
The
raven really liked fat. But still, he never gained weight. He's always slim. He was always hungry. He saw the people jigging for halibut. And then he looked at the water, and it was just as if he lifted up like a blanket to look under. So he walked underneath the water. Talking about the old timer halibut hook. They used to tie it on, and he was looking, examining the halibut hooks while he was down there. Then the person who was holding it above that was fishing, that didn't even feel the jigging on the line when he untied it. When they pull up the line, there would be anything on there.
Then
they would put another bait on. That's what he said. They used to tie the bait on, and then they would throw the halibut hook over. He would do the same to it, the halibut hook. He would untie the baits off. He did that so many times. And the man that was fishing was wondering what's going on, who takes the bait off our hook. So they went for an expert who could feel a very slight tug on a line. They went ashore to find the person who was an expert at feeling things when there's a little jerk on the line. And the raven went underneath again. He went under the water. He thought he was just so clever, so he was taking it off as smoothly as he can do it, untie the bait.
He said
when he was taking the bait off, he had his head, his nose too close to it, too close to the hook. That expert felt there's something going on this line, you know. He felt a little wiggling.
And
then he pulled, you have to pull the line.
He
said that the halibut hook got right on his nose, on Raven's nose.
Okay.
And they were bringing him up.
And
he could see under the bottom of the boat, just like you see the ceiling. And soon as he came closer, he kicked up underneath the boat, and the man was pulling it. Whosever Uncle Raven is, he says, "Forgive me for telling this story." He was kicking underneath, holding him, bracing himself under there so they won't pull him in.
Here was
the raven nose on a hook. They pulled his nose off. They didn't know what it was. The fishermen did not know exactly what it was. When they went, the fishermen went ashore.
The people
came down and they were examining this thing they brought up.
Poor
raven came ashore, came out from in the water without a nose. And he found a bark and he shaped it.
He
stuck it to where his bill usually goes. He said that he had on a hat with a bill on. They didn't know where he got this hat that had a bill, and he started to walk. And he went from one house, began not coming to the village, one house at a time, and then he asked,
I wonder
who got the Ponate's nose. He gave it a name. He wasn't saying it's my nose, you know. I wonder who pulled it up, he said. We heard it was next door, so he went to the next door house. Someone brought up the Panate's nose. No, not here. Try next door. He's walking through the houses. Finally, he came to the house where his nose was, and he was asking, "Are you the people who brought up the Ponate's nose?" And they said, "Yes, this is, we did. It's right there." They put down the downy part of a bird feathers around it. He was looking at it. He said, "My, this looks..." He said, "Isn't this something?" It's amazing. While people looked at it, blinked their eye, he pulled the other one off. He put his nose back. He ran out the door. That's why when you see a raven, it doesn't look like it really fits onto his nose. That's the way the story went as it was told to him. How long was it? 20 minutes?
Yep, that was exactly 7 minutes.
Yes.
That's just one of the cute little things he did. We all knew it when he brought it out. You know what? It's a neat story. Yeah. People think it's just a raven beak, you know, but there's a story behind it.
Wait, is Sunny true? Oh, well.
That's your uncle's
nose. Your father. Where did he go?
Catherine Mills just mentioned that there is a song that goes with this Raven Nose. Catherine Mills, I think they know the song. Amy is an old timer, Dakani for the Ravens, and she knows different songs, and she is very good in singing. She's one of our best, including Lydia is one of the best on the Raven side. So here they are. They're going to sing about the Raven Nose.
It's composed Atuna by Kashka. His Tinkat name was Kashka, my great uncle. And his English name was Charlie Charles.
Tell the story about the Raven story that just got through, and then there's a new version. A new version for the 20th century. I could just see you, Raven, when you take your first drink and go along the beach.
In the book, they